Well, here we are at the 2023 Chainmakers Festival. Joining me now is Tony Barnsley. Tony, good to catch up with you.
Hello.
Hello there. Great atmosphere, of course. Here we are in Cradley Heath for this festival as well. But for those who don't know what the Chainmakers Festival is and what it's all about, can you summarise to begin with, Tony, give a brief overview about the history of the Chainmakers Festival, in particular why this happens?
Yeah, no problem. Well, this goes back to 1910, where Chainmakers strike took place largely by women chainmakers who were paid appalling wages. It went on for 10 weeks, and at the end of those 10 weeks, they actually won that strike. They doubled their wages and established the first minimum wage in Britain. So that's history. It's history from the Black Country. It's our working class history, and we're here today to celebrate that history and remind everybody how important it is to have strong, effective trade unions to improve the lives of working people.
Absolutely, and lessons can be learned from these experiences, can't they, really? But it just shows, don't it? If you get a group of workers, if you collectively organise yourself, you can achieve positive results, can't you?
Absolutely, and anyone on zero-hour contracts today or in precarious work, what the Chainmaker strike showed, because they were the equivalent of that in the early 20th century, it is possible to get together to find your collective strength, your collective voice, and to take action that improves your circumstances.
And here we are at the festival today, Tony. A lot of organisations, a lot of trade unions, but a lot of community groups here as well, aren't they, really? Cradley Heath and the Black Country has already had strong connections with trade unions, haven't they, really, over the years?
Well, absolutely. It's a working class town.
Yeah.
Built on working class foundations, so, and it's still a working class town today. So people still have to go to work, people still get exploited by their bosses making a huge sum of money out of them, people still get poorly treated at work, there's still a need to organise in trade unions so you get respect, dignity and a decent wage.
And aside from the actual Chainmakers Festival itself, and Tony, you wrote a book in relation to it. Do you want to tell a bit more about the book you've written about that as well?
Yeah, so the book I'm selling today is called Martha's Story, The Girl Who Broke Her Chains. And it's a fictional book based on real events that took place in Cradley during the strike. And it's written through the eyes of an 11-year-old girl. And it's a diary book that follows the year of this 11-year-old girl and how her life changed through the dispute and how it improved for the better.
And what's been the response to that book then? You had a lot of positive responses from it.
People love it, adults love it, children love it. I've just met a teacher who invited me into a school, to do a primary school, to talk to a 9-year-old in the school. They got the concept completely. They loved and enjoyed the book, and that's the reason why I wrote it, so people can understand the concepts around what it is to collectivise and use your collective strength.
Well, Tony, thanks, I really appreciate it. Enjoy your rest of the day at Chainmakers Festival.
And you, thank you very much.